Let me ask you, pertaining to this, we had a conversation, it was yesterday, about putting a cover over the link.
Oh, man. Yeah. We took some heat for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we got assassinated on Twitter for even suggesting
Crossing
that.
Crossing Broad went after us,
and man, did people hate that take. Well, for the exact reason you said that they would, Preston, is like it's not it takes away from the pureness of football, and it's not a manly sport anymore, and there are a million reasons to maintain the sanctity of the game. You know, you would never have a snowball, all of those types of things. And we got
what are you destroying? Get out of here with that. You know what I'm getting tired of, just in general in this city, the fake tough guy thing. It's not a manly sport. You're afraid of your wife if you don't do the dishes. Yet you're going to act like you're Bruce Willis in Die Hard. All of a sudden, because of over football or something. If you don't cut that out, like that, that dismiss me with how tough you are.
Well,
I can live. What I do think is, truth be told, all baseball stadiums should be domes at this point, retractable. Because why do we have rain delays?
Yeah.
We know rain's going to come. Yeah. We have this thing called a roof. Yeah. For example, when it rains, do we have a rain delay at our homes?
Yeah.
No. So put a roof on it. Football, I actually would. I could go either way, but I don't think I don't think the Rams, who played a dome, who won the Super Bowl, got their butt kicked last night, but won the Super Bowl, I don't think they weren't tough enough.
Yeah. So that's the perception. I understand, and we talked about this yesterday, and I can see both ways. One thing I do say, though, is, and I don't know statistically, and maybe you know, I would assume players are more likely to get really significantly injured in inclement weather, right? If it's you have a dinged up field and it's...
It's a weird thing. Defensive players do.
Yeah.
Because offensive players know where they're going.
The defensive
players have to react to the offensive player in the bad weather.
Right.
And that's what jams it up. In a blizzard game, those are fun to watch, like, in theory.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not football. It's like, oh, yeah, look. Shady McCoy, he had a great game in a snow game.
They had no choice.
But, you had to run the ball every down. And it was fun because it's like it doesn't happen all the time. And the players like playing in snow. But as far as quality... Hot, wretched game. Wretched.
It was. And I was at the Bills-Eagles game in Buffalo a couple of years ago, and the weather was terrible. It was windy, rainy, and it was like sideways rain. And they have to change their game plan, right? They couldn't throw the ball the way they wanted to because the wind, field goals, they couldn't kick field goals. Like, they're going for it on fourth down or whatever. Sure. Man, you know, maybe, like, poetically, there's something great about that. But, like, as the guy who was standing there in a full-on rain suit, and I'm like, no, this is kind of miserable. And when I bought my tickets and booked my trip months before that, it was not going to be that. And, you know, you have to adjust as a fan.
How many stadiums are domed? How many stadiums are covered?
Oh, gosh. You got Minnesota, Atlanta,
Indianapolis,
Houston, Indianapolis,
L.A.,
L.A., Phoenix,
Vegas.
So it's not like it's you know, there's some data to be accrued and see how it bet.
Listen, I was in Phoenix's stadium last year. I went to the Texans Cardinals game.
Yeah,
it was awesome. Yeah. It was great. It was great. And guess what? When it's not 1,000 degrees, they go and they take the roof off and you're playing under the sun. Yes.
Oh, Dallas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To me, I just find it it's weird. Why people would want to die on that hill.
Yeah.
The how about your fans, 70,000 people are more comfortable, and you get a higher quality of game. Oh, my goodness. that's terrible. Like, it's very
that's what confuses me. That's what confuses me.
So maybe bizarrely, their mind goes to arena football. You know what I mean?
Possibly.
And they're like, oh, it's going to shrink the game or whatever.
I think it's tough guy never syndrome, been game, like you're saying and like Ty's saying. Like, I that's what I think is, hey, I'm a Ronnie Lott. I'm going to cut my finger off in the halftime and come out and finish the game.
Also, Ronnie Lott, by the way, dumbest football player ever. It's not working. You got the top of your finger cut off. Go to the hospital. What are you doing? Let's finish the game. Why? Like, why are you finishing that game? Don't you have kids and stuff?
Right.
You want to pick them up? Your finger's dangling. What are you doing, buddy? That doesn't make you tough. It makes you dumb. Come on, Roddy. Ronald. Can I call you Ronald?
Yeah.
What's up with that
point?
Was it really worth it?
Yeah.